This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I just want to look at verses 9, 10 again. Verse 9, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" God's power comes upon me when I surrender a weakness to him. That's the message there, folks. That is why, verse 10, "For Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, hardships, persecutions, difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." All your life, you thought it's all about you and your strength. I could do the same thing. It's all about us. No, it's all about God working through our weaknesses. I wish I knew more about this guy named Miguel from Miami. He writes a great, he's a great writer. That's all I know about him. His first name, Miguel, Miami, Florida. He said, "Wherever destiny carries me, to the realm of weakness, an inexperienced waiter on his first day at work, a slow senior citizen moving at the checkout counter, an undocumented immigrant daring to become like me, even a dying 33-year-old wife in a premature wheelchair. I try as hard as I can to embrace and rejoice in weakness. For weakness, the kind of weakness that allows dignity to be blown to pieces, is God's most powerful way of teaching me that strength is not the capacity to master limbs or muster resources, but the perceived need to organize my alphas in front of my omegas, my A in front of Z, the faculty to suppress my pride and self-importance, the insight to abandon my own self and to become weak and meek, just as my beloved wife, on my soul's darkest hours, uses nothing more than the strength of her God-given weakness, so mightily revealed. The strength of weakness is what I believe in." It's a paradoxical statement. The strength of weakness, that's what I believe in. Here's the question I want to leave you with. What has God done in your past to demonstrate his strength through your weakness? You know what? There might be somebody saying, "I don't know if I can remember an episode of that happening." Why not? You know why? If you can't think of that, it's because you've never surrendered your weakness to him. I'm going to ask you today, even this week, to think of a weakness in your life that may be physical, it may be emotional, it may be financial, it may be job-wise, it may be occupational, whatever the case may be, and say, "Lord, in a spiritual gesture, I'm going to lay this weakness at your feet. I'm going to surrender it to you. And then, Lord, I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch as you demonstrate your strength in my weakness." Let him do it. Let him do it. Why? Because he can. And because he will. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us today about weakness. Most people in the United States of America, including myself, everybody here, we're big on talking about strengths. We talk about corporate strength and military strength and physical strength, financial strength, educational strength. Well, the list goes on and on. Today we're talking about weakness. In that when we surrender a weakness to you, something happens dynamically in my life. You demonstrate your power. When the word is dunamis, we get the word dynamite from it. You demonstrate your power in our weakness. Let that speak to somebody today, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Is there someone that you can think of right this moment that needs to hear this message from 2 Corinthians 12? Go to our website, crosshope.org, crosshope.org, to get them and to enable them to listen to this message. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.